Hi, this is a dictation for Mr. Dequez. Read Dequezreed. Date of service 11/14/2022. Date of birth 12/6/1990. Date of accident January 18, 2022. Mr. Dequez Reed is here for a evaluation follow-up visit. Initially, he was involved in an automobile accident on 1/18/2022. Where their car, he borne another car on the passenger side. He was a front seat passenger, his wife was driving. During this impact, he started having mild headaches without any symptoms of TBI, but also pain in the lower back and also in the area of right shoulder. All of these pains have continued. Lower back pain is reported to be 5. Mostly midline in the lower back, and it is confirmed by MRI with the herniated, with the bulging disc and herniated disc L3, 4, 5, and L5S1, and into the right shoulder where there is only adhesive capsulitis identified as the pathology. The pain in the shoulder is around 4, and he occasionally have difficulty. He's back to work, and due to the pain in the lower back, he missed 5 visits to the chiropractic people. Overall, the pain level does remain to 5 without any radiation to the arm or the legs. The patient reports that the ADLs are affected between 5 to 7, especially sleep is affected 7 and work is affected 6. The rest of the ADLs are around 5. Patient reports almost 40% improvement in the pain, but he does have a severe spasm in the back muscles. In the system review, in neurology and psych, patient has no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, vision disturbance, double vision. He has no blackouts, fainting, seizures, or loss of balance, loss of equilibrium. Patient has no lack of focus, lack of concentration, confusion, disorientation, or any loss of memory. And there is no history of anxiety, depression, and panic, or nightmares. And some difficulty sleep and poor work performance is reported. In the pain and numbness, patient has a pain in the right shoulder, with the stiffness of the right shoulder and decreased range of motions. He can do abduction up to 130 degrees, beyond which there is severe pain and lower back stiffness. In the GI, patient has no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problems, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swelling. In the GU, there is no incontinence of the urine, frequency painful urination, blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath, or any other issues. In the last 30 days, patient reports that the pain is almost improving day by day, and he is able to carry out most of the duties of home, ADLs, and light bulb duties. There are no changes in the medical, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma in the last 30 days. Current pain medication is Tylenol with codeine and ibuprofen. He doesn't like to take any medications. And substance abuse, none is reported. Patient has been advised to try marijuana for further help. Compliance is to patient does not, is fully compliant to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 157/109, pulse is 72, pulse ox is 99%. The rest of the exam will be from previous visit of 10/11/2022, dictation number 1022-082, with a consistent spasm in the paraspinal muscles and quadratus lumborum muscles. And hence, diagnosis remains the same. Plan of care is to add massage. Patient has been discussed about laser treatment, and he will implore about that. Infrared treatment, further traction, and other therapy, chiropractic, acupuncture have been discussed. Following medications are provided. Patient is advised ibuprofen, Skelaxin 800 3 times a day for muscle relaxation, melatonin 10 at night for sleep. Prednisone has been added by mouth, 10 milligram in the morning with the food for 10 days. Other than that, patient will be seen in 30 days time. He is released on a light duty job with 10 pound limit. Case management and physical therapy with massage and traction continues. He to be seen in 30 days' time. Thank you.